joining me on the Chick-fil-A South guest line is somebody we really need some help from. We're into week six in this COVID coronavirus lockdown in Grand Rapids and in the state of Michigan. It's my pleasure to welcome in a psychologist, a sports psychologist, and now a mental health psychologist, Dr. Eddie O'Connor. Welcome back to the Sports Project Radio Show.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, are people overthinking this whole thing? I said last week on the show that one thing that everybody's got in common is frustration having to abide by shutdown, abide by hearing the national briefings every day, sort of information overload, and trying to, trying to function with some sort of, it's not normal because it's a new normal, but what's your advice to people in terms of getting up every day and not getting into a negative mode on this thing?
Yeah, boy, you hit a number of good things. There's a lot of phrases that I'm not a fan of that have been going around about being all in this together, and I agree with the resiliency and how good we have to be, but the pressure. But that's a big one that gets me, too, is this idea of a new normal. We are so far from a new normal. Like, the old normal wasn't great. We were going too fast. We were too busy. We were automated doing the things that we want to do. We want to take the time now that it's slowed down to kind of, and I think a lot of athletes and people in general are, reevaluating, is this a time of where I want to go and where I want to be? But the overthinking that you had said about it at the beginning, are we overthinking it? And I would say yes in a couple of ways. One is our mind is absolutely built to worry. It's our survival instinct. It's why we've dominated the planet, where we can see a situation and see all the problems in it. It doesn't make for a great life, but it absolutely protects us from potential threats. So it's going to be a very, very natural and normal response that we're all going to be in a little bit of this fight or flight response and kind of looking out and seeing the negative about where things are going to go. But if you can recognize that that's, I guess, your biology, your basic reaction, that you actually can't not do that, that you're not wrong or broken for doing that, and realize that it's kind of just like a fire alarm. Like every time a fire alarm goes off, you don't run out of the building. You've been in lots of fire drills where you know that it's either, you burn the bacon or, it's a school drill, but the alarm's going off, but there's nothing there. You have to pay attention to the alarm, but it doesn't always mean that there's danger. If there is, you act on it. And if there's not, you let the alarm go and you keep doing what you're doing. And I think that's where we're at right now. All that worry, that overthinking, it has to be there. But if we can step back from it and realize, we've got some very specific things to do. And here's why I don't think we're thinking enough. Stay 6 feet away. Wear the mask. I know it's hard to breathe. Like, do these things, because if you're like, oh, well, it won't bother me, or my friend is safe, and you start to put yourself in that danger, that's how now we're not thinking about it enough. We have some guidelines that work, and if you stick to those and realize that that's all you have to do, I think you can find a nice middle ground.
Yeah, it's really only three things. Wash your hands more accessibly than ever. Okay, everybody's okay. Wear a mask, which is tough, which is, it's something new. It's covering your nose. It's covering your mouth. It's affecting your breathing. So that one's a little harder to do, especially if, some people are claustrophobic. So that's an issue. But standing 6 feet apart is just a discipline thing and a respect thing. But it's something, everybody, we can do this, and we're pretty good at this stuff. So, if you follow Dr. Eddie, at Dr. Eddie O'Connor on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram, you wrote an interesting, I'd call it a blog of sorts, on anxiety in the store and on the breathing. You want to expound on that a little bit?
Yeah, this is a personal story. And, Dr. Eddie O'Connor on Facebook and LinkedIn, and it's Sports Dr. Eddie on Instagram and Twitter. Okay. And I put it on YouTube as well. And I've gotten such a response because I couldn't believe how common it was. But I hate shopping, but I'm out in the store and I'm going through and, I've got some challenges going on during the crisis too. And I'm just getting more and more anxious. And I'm like, I want to get the heck out of here.
That's a guy thing.
Well, exactly. And I'm going down, up and down that same aisle three times for getting one item after another. And I'm like, okay, this is normal. But it didn't feel normal. It felt a bit excessive. We hit a second store and that was it. And I was like, okay, this is kind of weird. I'm like, but you know what? It's a stressful time. I think it's important that we have bad days and that you just let them be bad days and go back. But then yesterday I go back into the store again. I had a couple of other things to do, and the same thing starts happening again. And I'm like, what's going on? And I'm getting really scared because I know all about psychology and how, agoraphobia starts and the fear of, closed spaces, claustrophobia. And I'm like, gosh, am I starting to develop something? And so I start pulling on my mask, right, because it's harder to breathe and this and that. And I realize, wait a minute. I've been walking around here for, I hate to admit, like 3 hours. With my mouth wide open, intentionally go, and if you do that a few minutes in a doctor's office, you might start to get lightheaded and other things. And I realized, oh my gosh, I've been doing this for hours. So as my mind started to go to all these anxious thoughts and fears, and I'm starting to analyze my past and my fear of the future, and I just got to get out of the store, I realized, oh my gosh, I'm just causing a physiological effect here. So I close my mouth and I start breathing slowly through my nose, in slowly, maybe a little bit out through the mouth. It fogs up my glasses a little bit, so you got to deal with that issue. But then I was able to kind of realize, okay, wow, I'm starting to feel better. And by the time I got into the car, I take off the mask and you're breathing normal. The anxiety goes away. So I've been able to get back to the store after that. And really, it's the difference between mouth breathing and nasal breathing. And as I've posted it, and I've gotten so many responses of people catching themselves, their heart rate monitors are going up and not realizing why. But the more you breathe with your mouth, you're taking in short, shallow breaths. It activates your heart rate, muscle tension, all the physical symptoms of anxiety. And the way to combat that is uncomfortable, it's still harder, but it's just intentionally breathe slowly. Don't take off the mask because it's still needed, but intentionally breathe slowly through the nose. And I hope this can help thousands of people with increased anxiety as we go outside and spend many more weeks or months in masks.
Well, I think so, and I think that's a great tip. It's a simple tip, but I don't think people knew really what to do. So the other remedy for us guys is we don't belong in those stores. I go to Family Fair because there's hardly anybody in there. It's quick in and out. My wife is a Meijer disciple, and we'll go into the big mega store, and I'm not going up and down those aisles, and I'm not, because I have my list, and I want to get in and out of there and get that mask off. So, but we, we got to contribute. One other thing that struck me on your social media post is, and these advertisements that are running on TV, these public service announcements, we're all in this together, gave me the willies after a while, because it's hokey. And it's, we're not all in this together. And you wrote another blog on that particular subject. Can you go ahead on that one too?
Yeah, that was one I wanted to tiptoe around, because I lead with the idea that I am so thankful for what humanity has shown us. I mean, the generosity, you can't turn around without seeing somebody doing something kind, whether it's people in the neighborhood writing letters to lonely neighbors, to some of the people who are very wealthy and the incredible donations that they're doing. At the same time, though, as they're broadcasting from a yacht and saying, we're all in this together, and I know people can't eat, and I'm struggling, and you're struggling, and I'm like, I appreciate the generosity, but no, you're okay. Many people aren't, are thriving in their jobs, and some people have lost them completely, lost entire businesses, have no idea where their future is going to be.
They're not okay. They're not okay.
And I hope that they will be, but the idea that, in this thing, like, we're all having the same COVID experience is so false. And while it can be a little heartwarming, and if the intention is to say that we're not alone, I get that. We're not alone. We've got resources. People are pouring out. Stay socially connected. Again, another one, have physical distance, not social distance. But this is your life. Steve, you're the only one who's got to live yours. I'm the only one who's got to live mine. I got to take care of my kids, my mortgage, and my future. And nobody else is going to be responsible for that. And I find that that's empowering, actually. If we're all in this together, I'm failing. And I don't like that feeling. Like, if we're all in this together and you're doing so okay and I'm not, gosh, man, that's...
Yeah, you're getting
that's
the
tough.
Short end of the straw there, the short end of the deal, so...
Yeah, but if I'm responsible for my life, I at least feel more empowered and say, okay, look, this is a challenge, and I've got two choices. I can crumble under it, and I can focus on what's not going right or where it's unfair that some people have this and I don't have that. Or I can say, hey, I get to determine tomorrow. And so that idea of being alone in this is actually intended in my mind to say, hey, be responsible, Eddie. Step up It's hard. This is what mental toughness has been about. This is what you've been freaking teaching for 20 years. like now is the time. The test is here. And you know what? That stuff works.
Yeah, and that goes into, you know, people. And I've got people in my family and that sort of thing who've got to apply for unemployment. And they got to do it. They got to take response. If you can't enter the information wrong in the system, you're going to get locked out of the system. And so, and they're blaming the government and blaming the unemployment department and blaming the website. And it's human input error that's causing the stress. So just slow down a little bit. Do it responsibly, right? Do it right.
Yeah, and I really want to, if I can, challenge the tone that we say this, because I want to remember that when we say that we're not in this together and some people are really struggling, it makes things like shopping difficult, right? I mean, you and I, we talked about we don't even want to go to a big Meijer store because it's overwhelming. So how hard is it for somebody who's lost a job to navigate a website that isn't really well done, that they haven't been experienced with, while they're fearing for their young children, while they try to homeschool? So I want to be very compassionate as I say that, you know, yeah, you are responsible for your life, but the tone of it is very important. But you're responsible. So what are you going to do, as opposed to the wagging of the finger and say, you're responsible, get on and be tough? That's not toughness. You start to deny all that stuff, you're going to have even more physical symptoms of stress. You got to be kind to yourself and understand.
And be patient and try to reduce the amount, and it's hard, reduce the frustration, which is easier said than done. Dr. Eddie O'Connor, man, the fastest 15 minutes in sports talk show history. Let's do this again, because there's going to be plenty more to talk about, because we're not out of the woods until the end of May, and then I don't even think we're out of the woods then. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Stay tuned on the social media. I think you're going to like my next two to continue the conversation.
Oh, definitely. Follow Dr. Eddie Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Dr. Eddie O'Connor, thank you. We'll be right back.